USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KRUP in Anchorage.
This earthquake struck Anchorage 8:30 a.m. local time. Appears to be centered 12 miles north of downtown Anchorage. This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake. Avalanche reports south of Anchorage, highways closed. No reports of injuries at schools. However, the schools are trying to close up and are encouraging parents to come pick their children up when it is safe to do so.
Thank you for that report, Steve. Marriott Hotels is dealing with a security breach that may affect 500 million guests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump is in Argentina today for the G20 summit. The president is optimistic about his meeting tomorrow with the Chinese president.
We'll be meeting with China, as you know. Yes, we'll be meeting tomorrow, and we've already spoken, and we're working very hard. If we could make a deal, that'd be good.
A former mayor and current governor are launching an initiative to fight the nation's opioid epidemic. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Announcing their initiative in the Friday edition of USA Today, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and current Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf say they're committing $50 million to help as many as 10 states hit hardest by the epidemic, including Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's drug overdose rate is nearly double the national average, with more than 5,400 deaths last year. The money from Bloomberg Philanthropies will help states focus on cutting down overprescribing opioids, improving access to treatment, and expanding the availability of life-saving drugs for people who do overdose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Paul Ryan was elected to Congress in 1998 to represent Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Ryan decided not to run for re-election in 2018, and on Thursday, the Speaker of the House gave his final speech from the House floor.
I am immensely grateful to the people of Southern Wisconsin for their trust and their confidence. I've always had this thing about calling the people I represent not my constituents, but my employers. It's the way I've always thought of this, and I think it's important that we as members understand that we work for the people and not the other way around, that we are in this to make a difference for them. We work every day to keep that obligation, especially, actually, when it comes to constituent service. It is the lifeblood of the work we do here as representatives. And it's something that goes unreported, but it's extremely important, extremely valuable, and very gratifying. Any success that we have had is really, in my case, due to our humble and our hard-working staff. I have had the chance to work for and to work with the very best people. I really have. Before I was a member, I was a part of the legion of Hill staffers. I was a staffer here before I got elected as a member. I started as an intern in the mailroom, and I worked my way on up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.